In late November, a California federal court ruled in favor of EPA and an industry coalition that had intervened in a case to protect the ability of farmers to continue to utilize treated seeds and the crop protection products that are used on those seeds for production agriculture. Reese Langley, vice president of Washington operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with some of the background information on the council's involvement.
This case was brought several months ago by a group of plaintiffs that included primarily some environmental organizations, some beekeeping groups, as well as several producers. The case was brought against EPA trying to force the Environmental Protection Agency to start regulating treated seeds as though they were pesticides themselves. This would have resulted in duplication of regulation, given that EPA already regulates all of the pesticides and other crop protection products, many of which are used to treat the seed before they're planted. But this was seen as unnecessary, burdensome regulation that could have had a far-reaching, substantial impact on how farmers are able to handle and use treated seeds.
Seeing how this could affect producers across the belt,
the National Cotton Council, along with several other national commodity organizations, as well as CropLife and the American Seed Trade Association, intervened in the lawsuit on behalf of the EPA position and trying to defend the status quo for how these regulations are handled. So we were very pleased to see, again, this positive court ruling upholding EPA's position that the industry has been supportive of, and therefore not requiring any additional regulation of how treated seeds are handled or registered by EPA.
This case is only a precursor of a larger issue, though, according to Langley.
So this is a positive movement, one issue, fortunately, where production agriculture was on the winning side of this issue regarding EPA and environmental issues. And this is just another action, really, that stemmed from the continued focus on pollinator health and the need to determine what are the appropriate actions to take to try to deal with pollinator issues, but do so in a way that doesn't jeopardize or unfairly burden production agriculture. And so we're likely to see more similar issues like this in the future as this issue of pollinator health continues to be a top priority for a number of organizations.